Friday, January 27, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. President Trump is wasting no time functioning as his own Secretaries of Commerce and Treasury, engaging with Mexico to end NAFTA. He has made it clear that he is going to make it untenable for U.S. companies to build manufacturing plants and produce goods in Mexico and import them to the United States via tariffs. Mexican labor can be acquired cheaper than U.S. labor, giving production in Mexico a significant cost advantage. Toyota says that if the 40% of parts coming from Mexico that goes into autos they make in America had a 35% tariff placed on them, it would increase the cost of the autos $1,000 a vehicle. They will pass that cost on to consumers, depressing U.S. demand for new autos. It is similar cost structures for other industries. The inability of Walmart supply chains to source global low-cost products without counterbalancing tariffs will have a dramatic effect on U.S. consumer costs of living. Some would call that inflation, but it is essentially a tax on U.S. consumers that they'd have to pay because our new president is a protectionist. I call it the bad kind of inflation. You need a little inflation to keep the economic blood moving, but that inflation best comes from the economy doing so well that demand creates inflation. A $1,000 per vehicle protectionist tax on a car is not a growth-driven inflation. The use of protectionism to create jobs has historically been a failure as a job growth engine. Besides the vinegar, the president is promising some honey for companies who build things here in the United States, lower taxes, reduced regulation, and his goodwill. Here's a general synopsis of what I see happening with Mexico. Knew it was dead on arrival with the Trump administration. Mexico has no leverage that will work on Trump. He's going to call the shots. They can complain and push back, but it will make little difference. Mexican President Peña Nieto has 12% political approval rating. That is probably not going to get a lot better. And the odds of some left-wing nut being elected president of Mexico in 2018 becomes likely, destroying our current positive relationship with the Mexican government. Industrial growth in Mexico will stall and reverse with unemployment surging as a result of U.S. protectionism. Mexico will get nothing but woes from nixing NAFTA. Donald will need to get his wall built fast before the next wave of Mexicans as a result of job loss in Mexico, desperate to find work, rush the border to get ahead of the construction. Illegal immigration from Mexico had slowed to a net zero condition because there were jobs being created in Mexico, reducing the incentive to come here. Eventually, the disparate labor costs between the U.S. and Mexico would have economics to work to solve these problems. Mexico's economy will tank, and the social and political structure inside Mexico become less stable, likely creating a security risk on our southern border worse than exists now. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. President Trump has said that Mexico is going to pay for the wall, to which they have responded with a bad word. They may not pay it voluntarily, but Trump could make them pay it involuntarily by taxing remittances sent from the U.S. to Mexico. Mexicans in the United States send something like $25 billion earned here in the United States annually home, which constitutes a portion of their social support net in Mexico. That is over $700 per Mexican annually. Tax those wire transfers 15% and they pay for the wall in 3 to 4 years. I suppose that they can claim that they didn't pay for the wall, but neither would we. An influx in illegal immigration spurred by Trump's economic policy will result in heightened deportation efforts that far exceed returning criminals. The deportation effort is likely to disrupt the farm labor force, which has employed these people. There will be a crackdown on U.S. employers making criminals of honest American businessmen. We would be deporting more people to Mexico when job opportunities no longer exist there. Mexican disposable income would contract, GDP slow. Not only will exports to Mexico to the United States decline as a result of new protectionist barriers, but they will have less money to buy from us. Mexico is currently our number one corn and pork export destination, our number two beef buyer, and number three soybean buyer. The value of their currency has plunged and will decline further, reducing their purchasing power to buy U.S. goods. Goodwill between Mexico and the United States will be severely tested, and they will seek new sources of supply to buy what they must buy. Mexico's tourist industry is at risk to the degree that they can tolerate American tourists after Trump tanks their general economy. So far, I am told that it is just a few angry T-shirts, but that can change. Some people seem to think that it is easy to end NAFTA, add a few tariffs, and U.S. jobs will blossom. That is a very shallow understanding of all the ramifications of what is being set in motion. It is no longer conjecture of what he might or might not do. The engagement has begun. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.